Here we go. Hey, welcome in time for a daily editorial. Words of advice from my friend, Dr. Chuck. I got to tell you, we've got Christmas coming up here in a couple of days. For our Jewish friends, you've been celebrating Hanukkah for quite some time right now. Both Christmas and Hanukkah are days of what I would call family celebrations. I'm obviously much more familiar with Christmas, been doing it with a big family for, oh God, 77 years, Chuck. It's a long time. And I have to tell you, this is the first year that Kathy and I are going to be spending Christmas by ourselves. We're doing that because of the COVID situation. We're doing that because we don't want to infect anybody else. What would you recommend to our listeners in terms of being a little bit more comfortable, perhaps realizing that you're actually potentially doing somebody a favor by not being selfish and insisting that you are spending Christmas with them? What do you think, Chuck?
Well, let me tell you something that happened to me today. I have a patient. Her name is Eva, we'll say. And she's had dermatomyositis and polymyositis, which are muscular disorders, since she was a kid. And she's now in her 70s. And she told me today, we've kind of got to know each other. You know, you don't really want to get to know your surgeon very well, but we've kind of got to know each other. And she said, you know, doctor, I see you more than I see my children. And I thought about that, you know, as I left the room, thinking about the fact that she's just lonely. And there's so many people that are facing loneliness and isolation over the holidays, like you were talking about. This may be the first Christmas for many people they've ever spent alone. And I don't have any answers. We've discussed wear a mask, don't wear a mask, social distances, safe practices for Christmas. But I just want to kind of encourage people to realize, you know, especially people of faith, you know, you're not alone. You know, God has promised to always be with us when we're going through tough times. And we need to realize that there can be some benefits of being alone. You know, there's a difference between being alone and being isolated. You know, as I think about my faith, and I think about the scriptures, I think of a lot of times in the past where, you know, in stories of people who were alone, or they were isolated, but they weren't alone. You know, how God was always there working in their circumstances. And so, you know, this is going to be a little bit different holiday for a lot of people, but really to stop and, you know, maybe take some time and write some letters and, you know, begin looking first upward and then inward and then outward, instead of looking inward and, you know, throwing ourselves a pity party and, you know, having all these emotions. You know, begin to look upward and, you know, think about our faith and focus on our faith, and then begin to look outward. I think the people who are going to do the best these holidays are people who look outward and think about other people. Another funny story I heard today, I mean, I get all these good stories, and that's why I write about them, but I had a lady that I did a kind of a routine procedure on. She came in. She said her daughter had to go to the hospital with appendicitis, and the doctor didn't come in, and she had kind of a delayed discharge. Well, she went around singing Christmas carols in the doors of the rooms of the hospital. Now, here's a person just had her appendix out, and she's thinking about singing carols to other people. And, you know, I'll tell you, the hospital is a lonely place right now. I mean, you know, once again, families can't be with their loved ones while they're in the hospital. And she did something kind of out of the box. It wasn't anything super, you know, super sacrificial or anything, but it was just a thought of singing a carol to someone in the hospital and going from room to room. She couldn't go in the rooms, but just singing in there, you know, just thinking about how that may have encouraged someone. And so, you know, if you're alone for this Christmas, find some way that you can encourage another person. It may be making a phone call, maybe writing them a letter, you know, an old-fashioned letter. We don't do that much anymore now with the internet. But doing those simple things, you know, may be something that that kind of keeps you going. There are opportunities that we have in our obstacles if we look for them. And so But I think if we look for ways to encourage other people, I think that'll make a difference. How about Christmas cards? I don't know if do you do Christmas cards anymore?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, I think that's a good thing. If you haven't done Christmas cards, sit down and write a real note and not just, you know, put a stamp on there. Or maybe sit down and write and journal your experiences over the past year and kind of journal that down so that you can maybe send to your loved ones, either email or something that you can put in the Christmas card. You know, just simple things that you can do to encourage people. You know, always praying for people is a good thing. I mean, we'll never know the effect that our prayers have and our thoughts have for our loved ones, especially those that we can't be near. But just thinking out of the box and encouraging other people.
Well, I think that's a really good idea. You know, I always get a bang out of reading what people call Christmas letters. And I think when you do something like that, that it's a little more personal. If people really care about you, and friends would really care about you, the comment that I would make is a Christmas letter, as that you're referring to right now, Chuck, really makes a lot of sense.
Well, it does, and it's something to get our minds off of ourselves and on to other people. And I think that's one of the ways that we can, you know, kind of see the possibilities in this problem that we have. You know, isolation can be a good thing. I think about spiritually. I think about, like, for example, in the Bible, how, you know, the Apostle Paul was in prison and he wrote to people.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, when we still take those letters and go over those love letters that he wrote to people during that time, and we can do the same thing. I mean, we don't have to super spiritualize it. It doesn't have to be anything super spiritual, but that aspect of thinking about other people and focusing upon other people, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes Christmas unique, is that we can share faith, hope, love, encourage other people. Think about this, maybe even writing letters to the nursing home. I mean, those are people who are really isolated this
That's
time
right.
of year with the COVID things. And so, you know, taking the time to just write some letters and say, hey, you know, my name is Chuck, and I do this, and this has been a tough year for me, and I just wanted to share with you. I don't know you, but I just wanted to encourage you and tell you what's going on in my life. You'll never know the difference that might make in someone who is lonely, just to have that personal touch to say, hey, I'm thinking about you. You know, the cell phone gives us a lot of opportunities these days.
You know, Chuck, I got to agree with you 100%. You may be surprised. Next time I have surgery, I may get on an airplane and fly down to your city. You care about people, and I got to tell you, that's so important to me also, my friend.
Well, yeah, but I receive so much. And I'll tell you something, Al. I've really learned, you know, now I've been doing this for 20 years, and really what keeps me going is the relationships that I have with people. You know, the surgery is one of those things. Initially, what drew me into surgery was the procedures and, you know, the excitement, the drama. But, you know, as you get older, that becomes kind of routine. It's more the relationships that you have with people that make the difference. And I think that's what gives us all, you know, value and purpose and meaning, is the relationships we have with other people.
You know, Chuck, I agree with you 1,000%. You know, we've been talking here a little over 9 minutes. We normally don't talk that much on the show. Let me just say this, sir. You have a very Merry Christmas, and you keep helping other people as you're doing now.
And you do the same, Al. You know, it's going to be a unique Christmas. But, you know, once again, you show me your focus, I'll show you your future. And so if we focus, you know, upward and then inward and then outward, I think we're going to be a lot better off.
Of course we are, my friend. Listen, talk to you soon.